Thank you, Cynthia. Let me get this straight. Although you're looking for a drug that could solve aging in sort of old men like me, what you could do now, pretty well in the lab, if you are allowed, ethically, is start a human life from scratch with altered genes that would make it live for a lot longer.
So the kinds of drugs I was talking about would not change the genes. They would just bind to the protein itself and make it change its activity. So if you stop taking the drug, the protein would go back to normal. You could change the genes in principle. There isn't the technology for a human to do that. But I don't think that's a good idea. And the reason is that these hormones, like the insulin and the IGF-1 hormones and the TOR pathway, they're essential. If you knock them out completely, then you're very sick. So it might be that you would just have to fine-tune it very carefully to get the benefits without getting any problems. And I think that's much better. That kind of control, it would be much better.
Right. Right.
The drug. And also there are other ways of activating FOXO that don't even involve insulin or IGF-1 that might even be safer.
Right.
So there's
I wasn't suggesting that I was going to go and do it, but what about, there's a phenomenon which you have written about and spoken about, which is negligible senescence. There are some creatures on this planet already that don't really do aging. Just move to one side for us, if you would.
There are some animals that don't seem to age. For example, there are some turtles called, or tortoises called Blanding's turtles, and they grow to be about this size, and they've been tagged, and they've been found to be 70 years old. And when you look at these 70-year-old turtles, you can't tell the difference just by looking between those turtles and 20-year-old turtles. And the 70-year-old ones, actually, they're better at scouting out the good nesting places, and they also have more progeny every year. So. And there are other examples of these kinds of animals that, like terns, you know, certain kinds of birds are like this. And nobody knows if they really can live forever or what keeps them from aging. It's not clear. If you look at birds, which live a long time, the cells from the birds tend to be more resistant to a lot of different environmental stresses, like high temperature or hydrogen peroxide, things like that. And our long-lived mutants are, too. They're more resistant to these kinds of stresses. So it could be that the pathways that I've been talking about, which are set to run really quickly in the worm, have a different normal set point in something like a bird, so that a bird can live a lot longer. And maybe they're set really even differently in animals with no senescence at all.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
But what you're talking about here is not extending human lifespan by preventing death so much as extending human youth span.
Yes, that's right. It's more like, say, if you were a dog, you notice that you're getting old, and you look at your human and you think, why isn't this human getting old? They're not getting old in the dog's lifespan. It's more like that. But now we're the human looking out and imagining a different human.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Cynthia Kenyon.